Josh, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGR. We got 1 minute, buddy. You think we can get it done?
We can do it.
Okay, let's go.
I have a roof that's 13 years old, and when you look at it, I've been on top of there, and you can see the fibers and the shingles from, and they almost look like they're, some of them look like they're, the shingles are almost eaten halfway through. The fibers are holding them together.
Okay, you're actually seeing the fiberglass mat is what you're seeing.
Yeah, and it's only 13 years old, and I'm wondering, at what point do you just cash it in and replace those shingles, or do I just hold off until I get a leak?
No, it's time to do it right now.
Okay, they're dimensional shingles, and the dimensional shingles are long, so it's almost where they're cut in half.
Yes.
It's covered by shingles underneath of it.
Well, I mean, if there are areas on the shingles that you're looking at right in the wide open and where the granules are missing and you're seeing the fiberglass mat, it's time to replace the roof.
Okay.
It's that simple. If you want to take some photos of it and send it to me via email or old-fashioned way, do it. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
And my address is right at the bottom of every page of the website.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Josh. All right. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder. We're out of time. Denny McCune's up next. If you want to ask questions during the week, askthebuilder.com. Thanks very much for listening. This has been WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.
Hi, I'm Tim Carter here with Tim Curry from Curry Electric.
And Rita Curry.
That's right, sweetheart. Now let me talk to Mr. Carter.
I was just wondering why you decided to specialize in working in existing homes. What, 20 years ago?
Well, Tim.
You see, Mr. Carter, my dad was one of the first people to specialize in that field because working on older homes requires a unique set of skills and tools.
Okay. Thanks, sweetheart. Now,
For instance, right now people are hooking up their outdoor holiday decorations to extension cords.
Right.
Those are dangerous for kids like me. Not only are they a shock hazard, but you could cut the cord with a lawn.
Exactly. They're not weatherproof at all.
And some of the cords are meant for indoor use only and could overload a circuit that isn't properly protected.
That's a good point, Tim.
All right.
My dad specializes in residential electrical needs, from fixing problems to adding circuits and even installing outdoor lighting and outlets.
And remember,
to call my dad at Curry Electric and he'll take care of it safely and efficiently.
Now let me talk to Mr. Carter.
Well, Tim, we're out of time. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
But I'm not...
Call Curry Electric, 528-5454. That's 528-5454.
Hi, I'm Tom from A Shade Better, and this is my daughter, Lauren.
You look nice all cleaned up, without all that construction dust all over you. Does that mean what I think it means?
That's right. All the construction and remodeling is over. A Shade Better now has two great locations. A brand new store in the new Crestview Hills Town Center, next to Borders Books.
And a larger, newly remodeled store on Montgomery Road in Harper Station.
A Shade Better has even more lamps and lampshades than ever before.
Hundreds of lamps, thousands of shades, in stock every day.
Plus, we now have more finials and accessories than we ever had. And we have new merchandise coming in every week.
Now remember, bring in your lamp to ensure proper shade fit.
So come to the grand opening of A Shade Better in the new Crestview Hills Town Center, next to Borders Books. Or the grand reopening of A Shade Better on Montgomery Road in Harper Station.
So, for grand opening specials at both A Shade Better locations, get 20% off all lamps and lampshades in stock.
Did we forget?